This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January of 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of cash to pay its bills. His signature came with 2 days to spare. The Treasury Department had said the government wouldn't have enough money to pay all of its debts by Monday. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement and said it was done in private Saturday. In the statement, Biden thanked congressional leaders. The Fiscal Responsibility Act is the result of weeks of tough negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. In remarks from the Oval Office Friday night, Biden said this.
I want to commend Senator Speaker McCarthy. You know, he and I, and our teams, we were able to get along, get things done. We were straightforward with one another. Completely honest with one another, respectful with one another. Both sides operated in good faith.
The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money over the next 19 months to meet its obligations, exceeding the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. The Senate voted Thursday night 63 to 36 in support of the measure. The House of Representatives passed the bill 314 to 117 a night earlier. In Sudan, air raids, artillery fire, and explosions rocked the capital Saturday as fighting between warring generals entered its eighth week. Witnesses told the French news agency of bombs falling and civilians being injured in southern Khartoum, while others in the city's north reported artillery fire days after U.S. and Saudi-brokered ceasefire collapsed. You can find more on that story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates says it wants to deliver game-changing results at the upcoming UN climate summit, but says the fossil fuel industry needs to be involved. AP correspondent Karen Chama has more.
The comments were made by a senior UAE official, Majid Al Suwaidi, who as Director General of the summit plays a key role in the diplomatic negotiations. Al Suwaidi told the Associated Press that inclusivity is essential to a successful outcome.
How can we talk about reducing emissions from a sector without including the members of that sector? It doesn't make any sense.
Environmental campaigners have slammed the presence of oil and gas lobbyists at previous rounds of talks. They argue that the interests of the fossil fuel industry are opposed to the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge has declared the state of Tennessee's groundbreaking ban against drag shows unconstitutional and says it can't be enforced. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
An LGBTQ theater company in Memphis, Friends of George's, challenged the governor's ban on drag shows, saying it would impact their work. And U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker has ruled in their favor, saying the law was unconstitutionally vague. The Trump-appointed judge says despite Tennessee's compelling interest in protecting children, the Adult Entertainment Act is an unconstitutional restriction on freedom of speech, and he blocked the Shelby County District Attorney from enforcing the statute. It's not clear how state officials will respond. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nearly 300 people have died in India's worst rail collision in over two decades after a passenger train went off the tracks and hit another one in the east of the country on Friday. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
At a hospital, hundreds have lined up to give blood donations. This volunteer, named Samarandan Das, says there is no greater joy than to help save someone's life with a donation. The incident happened at about 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday when a passenger train, the Howrah Superfast Express, derailed and hit another, the Coromandel Express. One of those then hit a freight train that was parked nearby.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Republican 2024 presidential candidates attended a so-called roast and ride event in Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday. It's a good half year ahead of the Iowa caucus, one of the first presidential nomination contests in the country. Following a ride out with a large group of bikers, the presidential hopefuls took their turn to speak to voters against a rural backdrop of bales of hay and tractors. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is the Republican frontrunner, but his nearest challenger is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Marissa Milton, VOA News.